What's up, ladies and gentlemen? Welcome to The Good, The Bad and The Stupid. It's Monday, the 20th of July. Hope you've had a fantastic weekend, which is what I say every week. So get used to it if you're new. I try and think of new little quips to start off with, but I always resort back to the old faithfuls. Anyway, if you're new, I've got a podcast which you're listening to. I've also got the video version, which is on YouTube, and there's mini videos also on the same channel. So check it out, search, you'll find it under the same name. You probably won't find it because nobody watches them, so there's something wrong there. I think I'm the only person who watches them, so I'm my biggest fan at the moment. Closely followed by you, of course. Anyway, what we got, what's the news? I'm going to have to mention the weather as usual, because I like to mention the weather, because anybody that's listening from another country must think, what the fuck is going on with the weather in England? It's ever changing, is what I meant to say. It's going to be raining now. Last week I was saying it's going to be Barbados. They're saying the Barbados weather's coming and we're going to be awash the whole summer. It's going to be like, you know, one of the hottest summers and that. Now they're saying August is going to be an absolute washout. The rain's coming all over the country, top to toe, soaking wet. So what happened to Barbados? I think the Barbados weather even went, you know what, fuck England, the weather's shit over there. I think we want to go on holiday to somewhere a little bit nicer than that. So it's gone off to some other country where they, you know, get some like 350 days of sunshine every year, like with Spain. We get the same equivalently rain, but we can't complain because that's why we got a lot of greenery. We got a lot of countryside, a lot of greenery, but we also have about 80% of the land, don't quote me on this, 80% of the land in England is farmland or is like green space. So we're all crammed or packed into the other 20 or 30% like sardines. So we're English soaking wet sardines in the rain. Anyway, that's why I don't even own a brolly. I'm that stupid because I got absolutely soaked so many times last year. It's not been too bad this year, but we've been stuck indoors on lockdown anyway, haven't we? Anyway, it's enough about the weather. It brought the weather up. It's a touchy subject in England, although that's all anybody has to say when you pass them in the street. Nice day for it, or weather's a bit shit, isn't it? It's raining. It's a way of interacting. A good old moan. It's a good old British moan. Anyway, we're good at that. I was going to say, Shaggy. Anybody know who Shaggy is? Shaggy, the singer, reckons that, I don't know why he's making the headlines. Well, he's making the headlines from saying this, but he's saying singer Shaggy reckons Boris Johnson and Donald Trump should smoke marijuana to calm them down. I think Boris Johnson already smokes it, doesn't he? Well, I think fucking Donald Trump is on... what's he on? He must be on fucking methamphetamine or cocaine or something like that. He's not even a drug taker, is he? But I don't think he's teetotal. But he's the equivalent of something that makes you completely above self-confidence, ridiculously, like, arrogant and... what's the word? Narcissistic. So he's like fucking swallowing eighths of, or ounces of cocaine at a time before he goes on his podium meetings or whatever he does. And Boris Johnson, he's 100% on marijuana. You see the way he talks? That's the way I talk when I'm on it. I fucking can't get my head together. I say about five things at the same time. I'm thinking too much. And your brain's moving too fast for your mouth. And that's what Boris Johnson's done. So he probably needs something to perk him up. They might want to switch drugs. Donald Trump have the weed and Boris Johnson have the cocaine. That'll level out Boris Johnson and fucking bring Donald Trump down a fucking peg or two. Although Donald Trump is also getting into trouble because of all the music that he keeps nicking to put on at his rallies. Linkin Park have issued a cease and desist. Right on as well, because why would they want their fucking... It's making their music sound crap when it's at one of his rallies. Even whether you are a Trump supporter or not, it doesn't... You know, any kind of music, you don't want it with the masses, you want it to be with the cool kids. But anyway, Linkin Park has issued a cease and desist order over the use of the band's song to promoting Donald Trump. Cheeky bastard, he does it. He's done it a lot now because he's done that with Tom Petty, the Rolling Stones, Queen, Adele, R.E.M., Pharrell Williams and Rihanna. All of them have said, stop using my music, you fucker. We don't even support you. You should at least use music of people that support him. Or is that in like very few and very few and far between when it comes to artists? Kanye West, use Kanye West. Although he's going to put one on you now because he's running for president as well. What the fuck's going on there? I don't know. That's like a comedy stroke mental breakdown. He was crying, from what I last saw, when he was crying about abortions and whatever else. Fuck knows what. But he ain't stable, and he ain't going to make it all the way to the White House. He's just going to do his own editing. He might get some votes, but they're going to be, you know, just fans of the music, ain't they? But even then, we're going to go, you know what? We're just going to just see vote just to see how far we can, you know, drag this out a little bit. But anyway, but if you give him weed, Donald Trump, he's probably going to start nicking reggae then, and then he's going to start fucking putting reggae on and smoking the spliff at the podium and go, you know what? Let's just relax. Why are we all getting all like uptight and, you know, getting all like in mudslinging and throwing? Let's all just be friends and that. It ain't that, is it? Because he's Mr. Divide and Rule, so you can't have it all friendly. So if anything, you want to fucking, what's it called? With his weed, or what are you going to do? Spike it with something that maybe at the very least makes him sound mental. Spike it with LSD and let him just sound mental even to his own supporters. And then all of a sudden, he's going to get the boot, and Kanye West will fucking nick it in over the line. No, Joe Biden's going to win that, isn't it? Anyway, isn't it? Bernie Sanders was my man. Bernie Sanders, especially when he had Public Enemy behind him. Public Enemy, what was the fuck was the song now? I can't remember. But, you know, that's a collaboration all day long. That was cool as fuck. They should have gone all the way, but unfortunately, Joe Biden has took the mantle, hasn't he? People didn't buy too many people against the left wing or the left side of socialism, unfortunately. Who the fuck do I think I am? I'm Mr. Politics, especially Mr. American Politics. I shouldn't talk about things I don't know. Anyway, David Bowie loved a bit of Bully because he used to play darts. Man after my own heart. I love darts. I'm top of the pops when it comes to darts. I used to hit all the trebles. The best one is if you ever see a sketch by Smith and Jones when they're playing darts players from the 70s, and they pretend to be throwing the dart at the dartboard, and then when the hand goes down, they pick up a glass with like a whiskey in it or something like that, or a pint rather, neck it and put it down like that was their move, because darts players were said to be pissheads. But they're not now, they're more athletic a little bit, aren't they? But before, they used to have pints and everything and smoking fags and that while they're waiting to have their go up and have, take a shot with a fag in the other hand. If you get too pissed, they'll take a shot and throw the fag in the fucking umpire's eye and go, oh shit, sorry. But yeah, so David Bowie loved to play that. I'd love to have spoke to David Bowie. I'd like to have been in his company. But at the same time, I'd also like to have played a game of darts with him. That would have been something. I'd have beat him. I would have had to have beat him because he can't boost people's ego. We've already got it fucking made anyway. He needs to boost my ego and let me win. Maybe one day, up down in when we're both in the old heaven club. And what are we doing? There's something come on. Oh, so a light came on then. Anyway, moving on. Something distracted me. Sharon Stone said scores of men working on the sets of her films used to ogle her while she performed steamy Hollywood sex scenes. Of course they did. That's like, not just you. That's probably all women when they're doing sex scenes. Come on. Men can't help themselves. Probably the boom mic bloke. She's saying that people were even saying, come on, they were arguing with each other, going, get out of the way, I can't see her tits. That's a bit. But, you know, if there's a sex scene going on, you're going to want to get involved and have a look, ain't you? Must be weird trying to do that. You know, it's all just as fucking, just as hard trying to get it down with, like, just the two of you. Just the two of us. But if it's like got a load of blokes and a load of women all around there, all just like, you know, so matter of fact, doing their jobs, and you're trying to like act as if you're having the best time of your life, the best sex of your life, you know, it's going to be very hard. Literally, it ain't going to be very hard. The opposite, in fact, for me. I would lose performance. I would be very, very camera shy, I could tell you that. But I mean, I think that goes with the job, Sharon, I'm afraid. Especially the one where it was Basic Instinct. We've all ogled at that. I even saw that the other day on Gogglebox. They showed it on there, and there was loads of people who were watching Gogglebox, and there was all jaws would hit the floor. It was like, you never even fucking heard of that, or the film, seen the film. But they showed the bits anyway, and like, you know, good as gold. You could see the gopher, Sharon Stone's gopher. So, you know, if you're going to do these kind of things, you've got to expect to be looked at, I'm afraid. It's like me, if I was sitting here naked now, you'd all be jumping straight off the podcast onto the video version, and then you'd be going, you know, death the podcast, we've heard he's naked on the other one. I'm sure you wouldn't, you'd probably turn off. It's not going to happen either, but I'm actually sweating, to be honest. I mean, we're talking about the rains coming, all the bad weather. It's boiling out at the moment, so lap it up while it's happening. Penis enlargements. I don't need a penis enlargement, but the penis enlargements are catching up with boob jobs, with online searches for bigger manhood growing in the past year. So if you're searching for bigger penis or to get a penis enlargement, they're watching you. They know what you're doing. They know all that from your data. So they're coming down. Next thing you know, if you search that, that'll all just start popping up on your Facebook and everything. You know, like when you get these fucking strange adverts, you think, hang on, I only searched for something on Google the other day, and all of a sudden I'm bombarded with, I don't know, weights benches or certain kinds of T-shirts or whatever. And now, all of a sudden, or, you know, lowering your bills, all of a sudden you're going to start getting all these penis adverts popping up all over your Facebook. You might accidentally like one, and then all of a sudden all your friends can see that like. And they go, oi, oi. Oi, oi there, Captain. You in the market, are you? But yeah, so anyway, catching up with boob jobs. But I've always thought they were risky. You've seen some of them ones that people had. One bloke's dick looked like it was the size of a Coke can. You know what I mean? After they bodged it up. Literally bodged up a can of Coke up there, but bodged up the job. I don't know whether he ended up with any extra. He ended up with a big wide thing, but he looked painful as anything. I think he was suing him. Probably had to have it cut off after that. So yeah, so think about it before. Why don't you just find, you know, well, did I say something earlier on as well on Curb Your Enthusiasm about the blokes who are all getting paranoid about having a small dick when it's actually the woman's massive vagina on the other side in many cases. So a lot of blokes are going around thinking they've got small dicks, but it could be the other way and the woman's got the massive vagina. Don't blame me. I'm bringing the tone of the podcast down. Blame Larry David for that one. Quite funny, though. What's it called? Newcastle is worse than war-torn Yemen. Newcastle is worse than the war-torn Yemen, according to a Middle East website. Is that because Saudi Arabia buying Newcastle? They're looking to buy Newcastle United. So they've started talking about what Newcastle's like in Saudi Arabia. And they're saying it's a remote tribal community. I've never even been myself. Outsiders can't understand a word the locals say. I can't understand a word that they say. That's right, that one's true. It is illegal not to drink. That's probably true as well. Have you seen any football fans down at Newcastle United? They stand there in the middle of the winter, fat, eating pies with no top on, big fat blokes with Newcastle United wrote across their big fat bellies. They probably write a lot more across there. Newcastle United, we love you. Say hello to me, mum. Get us a pint while you're at the bar. And that'll just like be a full stop, and they can start another one then, because that's how big the big fat bellies are. So yeah, they're right. Geordies have a penchant for violence, right as well, probably. I imagine. If there's a lot of drink going on, there's a lot of violence going on. There's probably a lot of shagging going on as well, though, so maybe I should get myself up there. after my penis enlargement, of course. Worse than Yemen. I mean, Saudi Arabia saying that. I mean, that's fucking taking the piss, isn't it? Because Yemen is only fucking that way because it's been bombarded or blasted by your bombs and on a fucking daily basis. So, you know, that one is really a bit in bad taste, if you ask me. Anyway, a panther is on the loose. A panther in England Fucking hell, I wouldn't like to come up face to face with a panther. Have you seen that one on, what's that film? Oh, bollocks. Apocalypto, the panther that's chasing the boy. I mean, they're beautiful animals. They look fucking stunning. They look a prime killer. But I wouldn't like to walk into one down the park when I turn a corner. And apparently there's one on the loose in Cambridge. So keep your peepers out if you're out in the woods in Cambridge. Or you're going down there for a bit of dogging. You might get a bit of catting at the same time. You might get a fucking cat up your backside. So if I was you, I'd maybe take some cat food with you. If you are getting down and dirty and you're not being able to look behind you at any time, just put some cat food to the side over there a little bit. And when he comes, he'll smell that and it'll divert him. And then you might be able to just about get away before he bites your dick off and you'll be in the market for a penis enlargement or a penis reattachment. If he hasn't swallowed it, of course, it depends on how tasty your penis is. Anyway, my voice is going a little bit, I think. I've been talking a lot today, to myself, of course. Bunkers Sport Chess Boxing is going to go mainstream with its first pay-per-view screening next Sunday. Chess Boxing, the blend of 6 rounds of brain-stretching chess with 5 rounds of boxing, will be shown online. It makes chess sexy. I don't know about that. Maybe if you have the girls at the beginning with the cards going around, that make chess sexy. Chess is never going to be sexy. It's brainy. If you're into brains, it's sexy. But especially them ones, it's not going to make it sexy, especially them ones who take forever to fucking make a move. The ones where it's quick, bang, bang, bang. You can watch that because there's a little bit of action. There's a bit of something to watch. But then ones who press bang and then they sit there for like 3 hours. Some of them have done it for like 2 days, haven't they? I might have just made that up. But 2 days of like waiting to take a go. The other guy would be like, come on, for fuck's sake. And like maybe just doing it to put the other guy off. You'd have to be like booting him in the bollocks under the table. There's no way you're going to let that's dirty tricks. Or you're going to have something under the table that you can... maybe you can have like a catapult thing underneath the table with a bit of ball bearing in it. And if he's not, then you can just bang and just pull the elastic back and shoot one off like, what's it called? Like a pinball straight into his nuts. If it's a man, of course. I'm sure there's female, chess players. Let's not get sexist. Right, I'm going to leave it on one more if I find one. I think I've done them all. Mods and the Rockers had a show of unity in Brighton at the Madeira Drive to open the Madeira Drive because it's been shut ever since the coronavirus started. And they usually go down there and have a fight. Well, they used to years ago. If you've ever seen the film Quadrophenia, check it out. That's about the Mods and Rockers all meeting up in Brighton for a dust up. And they used to do it every year. Now they just come down and show their bikes off, but separately. But now they've all had a bit of a get-together and they've all met up and they've done a protest down on Madeira Drive to open it. So, good. I mean, that's good. And it's brilliant to see all the bikes and the motorbikes and the Mods all dressed fucking smart as fuck and the Rockers have got crazy bikes. But you really want to see them have a fight, to be honest. They should have just had a dust-up anyway. Just fucking kick off. So next time you do that, make sure take somebody down there who's like an aggro and make sure he boots one, dresses up as a rocker and goes and boots one of the Mods' bikes over, then runs off and it will just spark and it will escalate. Then everyone will get a load of fucking brilliant photographs then because everyone wants a photo. There's great photos of the Mods and Rockers having fights on Brighton Beach. Check them out. Anyway, I'm going to leave it there. Hopefully you've enjoyed it and I'll do another one tomorrow. See you later for now. Bye.